From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a step forward for the Syrian peace process. The UN envoy to Syria says the dispute between Iran and Saudi Arabia will not undermine efforts to resolve the conflict in Syria. Stefan de Mistura said Sunday after meeting separately with Saudi and Iranian foreign ministers, he was assured the row caused by the Saudi execution of a prominent Shia cleric will have no bearing on Geneva talks scheduled for January 25th. Indiana University regional analyst Abdelkader Sino says while the Syrian talks will likely get underway, the prospects for success are dim.
The opposition is incredibly fragmented in Syria, and there are many spoilers. And the regime itself would rather gain time because time is working in its favor right now.
Sino says with Russian and Iranian support, the Syrians are gaining the upper hand in fighting on the ground. Meanwhile, the Arab League Sunday meeting an emergency session in Cairo condemned what it called Iran's meddling in Arab affairs. Lebanon, with a large Shia population and home to the Iran-backed Hezbollah, dissented. Egypt held an opening session of its parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. The country's not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that had been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. Turnout for last year's parliamentary elections was low, and most of those elected support Mr. Sisi and his secular agenda. The new parliament is the first elected since adoption in 2014 of a new constitution that empowers lawmakers to impeach a president or call for early elections. This is VOA News.